Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Ryan is calling from NYC. What's up, Ryan?
Hi, I have an issue for Hop's hubcap problem.
Oh, yeah, Hop's hubcap issue. In case you missed that, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Go ahead.
I have a station car I use for work. I drive in the city, and if he knows how to use a caulking gun, he just needs to take some clear silicone, put a bead around his hubcap, hit it on with a mallet, leave it overnight, and it'll never pop off again. It will pop off if he needs to change it.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you for solving that problem, Ryan. So there you go, Hop. Spend the $85. Go get the hubcaps. Get a little silicone there. Use the caulk gun.
I'll pass it on to my wife.
Come on, Hop. Can you change a tire?
Wait a second. Yeah. Didn't you call your wife up to change a tire?
No. I called her to sit in the car while the guy had to come and change the tire.
Okay.
I don't change the tires. I can't do it.
Right. Oh, can you caulk your hubcap?
No. I mean, well, if I had to, could I? Yeah, those things can be tricky. You got to cut off the tip of the caulk and then put it in the gun. I used to sell them when I worked at Home Depot. I probably could figure that out.
You sold caulks?
Yes. All right, there you have it, Call of the Day. We also have a trade here with the Yankees. It's not a big one, so don't get too excited. Yankees are going to acquire Mark Leiter Jr. How about that? I think the nephew of Al. Yankees have a deal in place. I'm reading this. Who has this here? This is according to Jeff Passan. Yankees have a deal in place to acquire right-hander Mark Leiter Jr. from the Cubs. In return, the Cubs will receive infielder Ben Cowles and right-hander Jack Neely. Okay, so I've never heard of either of those names. What are we looking at, Hoff, as far as Mark Leiter's season with the Cubs?
All right, Mark Leiter, I believe he was hurt at some point in time this season. So
okay.
It's 36 innings pitched. His ERA is a 4.21, whip a 1.1, not bad. Strikeouts 53, walks 13.
Okay, and remember, too, the Yankees have had a knack. We rip Cashman a lot, but the Yankees have had a knack for finding these guys, these bullpen arms, who everybody's like, yeah, whatever, never heard of this guy, and turning them into weapons. So I'm not going to put it past them. Who knows? But at least you have Mark Leiter Jr. there, a new arm in the Yankee bullpen. Not the ideal arm or the big move that we're looking for, but still plenty of time to go here. Maybe not plenty of time now as we get closer and closer to 6 o'clock, 4.5 hours away here from the trade deadline. But the Yankees made a minor move. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Manhattan. What's up, Chris?
Sal, how you doing? I got to tell you, this is nerve-wracking. I've been nervous all day. I used to go up saying, my dream to be GM of the Mets. No thanks. Let them do that.
You know what's funny, Chris? It's funny you say that because I've had the good fortune of being able to know some former general managers. And yesterday, and we'll have the same panel again tonight on Baseball Night in New York at 6 o'clock.
Good.
And it should be a great one because we're on right after the trade deadline at 6 or right as the deadline is going on. And we have Jim Duquette, Andy Martino, and Billy Epler. So when talking to those guys, both off and on the air, but you can feel the angst and excitement and nervous energy. It's really, it really is fun to get their perspective. And Billy was talking yesterday, the calm before the storm the morning of, but you've got all these irons in the fire and trying to work it out. It really is a fascinating time. I'm sure a crazy time for a baseball general manager.
It is sad. Look, I mean, this is the reason we have a David Stearns. I mean, we got one of the best in baseball. He's here for these to make these tough decisions. Sal, two quick things. I understand completely the balance of the prospect, and you're right. Like, a lot of them don't work out. Some of them do. Like, just for context, obviously we know on the Mets the ones that have helped us this year, and then Pete Crow Armstrong's hitting 193 so far. So
give me a break, Pete Crow Armstrong. You know that prevent you from trading somebody else?
No, I understand. The balance is everything, and understanding to seize the opportunity. But Sal, the thing about Blake Snell, I don't know why nobody wanted this guy in the offseason. Why do we want a guy with a 5 ERA who's a 5-inning pitcher? I don't trust that guy. I don't know why everyone's so amped up. I got plenty of 5-inning pitchers with a 5 ERA. McGill. What do I need
now,
Blake Snell for?
No, here's why. Because he's got the potential. First of all, because the Mets are desperate for a top starter. He's done it before. I mean, the guy's won multiple Cy Young Awards. I mean, I'm with you, Chris. I don't love, if this were signing Blake Snell to a 6-year, $200-plus million deal, I'd be with you. I want no part of it. This is basically a rental. if they're lucky, and he might, if Blake Snell, see, Blake Snell is highly motivated, who has produced at a high level before. If the Mets trade for him, and he is successful here in a pennant race, no less, he's going to opt out and potentially get big money elsewhere. So he's motivated to pitch well to maybe get more money than if he opts in to his, you know, second year of that two-year deal.
Okay, but then I would say then let's go for Crochet or Scrubel. I'd rather let's go for the elite then. Like, to me, I don't know. I guess I'm leery about a move like this because it feels like we're hedging our bet.
Those guys are going to cost way more. I understand it, Chris. Oops, sorry, and thank you for the call. They're going to. I told you, my first choice would be Scrubel. It might not be realistic. There may be nothing the Mets could do to get Scrubel away from the Tigers. There might be nothing they could do about it. I would try. I would do everything I could, but we don't know. Blake Snell, I'm trying to pull up his game log here, his recent game log, because I know he wasn't very good to start the year. Okay. Last time out, he went 6 innings, struck out 15. 6 innings, no runs, 2 hits, 15 strikeouts. Start before that, not very good against the Dodgers. He went 6 innings, well, not very good. 6 innings, only 4 strikeouts, and allowed just 2 runs. So think about that. I'm saying not very good. Well, it's in comparison to his dominant start last time, but 6 innings, 2 runs, you'd take that. Prior to that, 7 innings against Minnesota, 1 hit, no runs. Prior to that, against Toronto, 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs. So Blake Snell, his last 4 starts, 5 innings, no runs, 7 innings, no runs, 6 innings, 2 runs, 6 innings, no runs. I mean, that's ace-like. And again, you're getting him, because you're going to be willing to take on his contract, you're getting him for less prospects than you would normally get a player, a pitcher of that caliber. Even if you have to give up a prospect or two, it's not going to be the top guys that it would be for Scrubel. I don't trust him long-term either, but short-term, 50 games on into the postseason, a guy who's been proven in the postseason, a proven Cy Young Award winner who's motivated to make big money, that's the move. That, to me, I don't even want Flaherty. At this point, it's Scrubel, which is like the impossible dream, or Snell. Snell's the guy. It's a short-term thing. You're not going to mortgage the future. It's mostly financial, and you're getting a top starter. I get it. I don't love him either. But for the rest of the season, basically a rental, even if he did opt in next year, it's still not the worst thing. And that's worst case scenario that he wants to opt in. And you pay him, what, $35 million, but you're getting a top starter for a year who's also highly motivated. Then you let him go. I'd make that move now. That would be the one to get.